This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And back with us, I don't know, maybe the third or fourth visit for Artist and Craftsman of the Flathead. It's, by the way, in the Trade Center building, and along with this, the third annual Food Truck Festival. And today, it's Lindsay Mena. She's the president of Artist and Craftsman of the Flathead. And Wendy Meckley, she's the publicity administrator. Do I have that all correct, ladies?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Before we get into talking about this big event, let's start with you, Lindsay, and tell us about yourself for people who may not have heard the last couple times you've been on the radio with us.
I've been a part of ACF, Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead, since 2017, and I've been president of the board since 2019. I got into it just doing my own like homemade craft business and got to know all the wonderful people and love it and want to see it keep growing.
Yeah, so this thing, we do something in the winter as well, right? It's a Christmassy thing?
Yeah, we call it Christmas at the Fairgrounds. It's our biggest show of the year, and it'll be Thanksgiving weekend, like always. So we hit Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and all that fun weekend.
I don't even want to think about the cold weather right now. We'll have you back when that gets closer. How's that sound? So what else? What do you do when you're not working so hard? You get a lot on your plate. What do you like to do?
Well, I like to hike and golf and garden and hang out with my French bulldog.
Nice. Are you a good golfer?
I think so. <I don't
know. laughs> Well, good. All right. And Wendy Meckley, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great.
Head of publicity, the publicity administrator.
Correct.
So you get the word out to everybody like us.
I do. Yes. Yes.
Well, tell us about yourself now. I've known you for a long time and your work with Wings and all that great stuff and our radiothons. But tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I've been around the valley for over 40 years. I joined ACF in 2010, and I think it was about 2015, I was asked to be public admin, and then I gave it up 1 year, and then I saw Lindsay working awful hard, so I felt so bad that I decided to take it back. And then in between that, I'm pretty much retired from the medical field, spent 40 years, and most of it with Dr. Bohm. And then I am an avid kayaker, I'm a hiker, I'm a runner until recently, probably back to power walking, but other than that, I stay busy.
You're saying that because you have a cast on your foot right now.
I do. I have a boot, and it's annoying, but it's coming off next week.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming back and filling us in on this great event. And let's start with the 41st Annual Art Show and Craft Fair. Now, Lindsay, been going a long time. You must be doing something right with this thing. People are loving it.
Yeah, I think so. We grow every year. We used to be at the park in front of the courthouse, but we just don't have enough room there anymore, so we moved it indoors, and now we can fit 108 vendors in there with us.
Oh my gosh, the Trade Center building.
Yep.
How nice is that facility for the Flathead?
Oh, it's great.
So how many vendors do you have this year?
106. We do have a few openings right now, so we're hoping to fill those last minute, but I think it'll be between 106 and 110.
Wow, that's impressive. Any kind of weird, odd, I don't want to call them weird, but you know, odd vendors this year that people might want to know about?
Yeah, we have a lot of new ones that you've probably never seen before. we have some visiting vendors, too, from Idaho. There's a gal who does henna tattoos, which is kind of cool and unique. I don't know, off the top of my head, there's some pretty cool glass sculptures, birdhouses, amazing artwork you wouldn't believe.
I keep hearing henna tattoos. What are they?
Henna is like a pigment ink that soaks into the skin, and so it's a temporary tattoo, but it can last like 5 to 6 weeks, I think.
Wow, that's my kind of tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting the word out on this, when do you start working on this to get the word out for this event?
I usually start probably around March, and we have a contest for posters, and then when we get whoever wins the poster, whatever we want to use for our background, Lindsay always gets it together on the computer, and then I start ordering, you know, posters and start just getting the word out.
So this poster you sent over to us here, did you have a winner on this one?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who it is?
Yeah, Helen Sharp. Her business is called Sharp Photography and Gifts, and she does those double prints. So that's a bear, and then it's a landscape laid underneath it. It's very, very
I got to say, when I saw this, it's like, this is cool. This is one of the cooler ones I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So nicely done. What's her name again?
Helen Sharp.
Helen Sharp. thanks for doing this. Congratulations on this. One thing you guys have added, at least it was at the same time, but now it's with you, this food truck festival. This sounds pretty impressive as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they were at a different location last year, and we contacted them. Actually, I think we contacted each other right afterwards and realized that we both have huge events happening the same weekend. They want to keep June 25th as their landing date because that's actual National Food Truck Day. So neither one of us wanted to surrender our dates, so we teamed up and we're going to go for it. We're going to share a parking lot, and we're coordinating everything with them, and I think we're going to have two great events side by side.
And coming up in our second half, we're going to detail it out. We're going to actually talk about some of both the Arts and Crafts Fair vendors and food truck. Do you have the food truck list?
I do.
Oh, I want to hear about that because I love food trucks.
Me too.
I absolutely love them. You're listening to Focus on the Flathead, again, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we have the publicity administrator, Wendy Meckley, with us, along with Lindsay Bennett, the president of Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead. And we'll be back in just a minute right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is Focus on the Flathead here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And once again, we're thankful for our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. So in the studio today, from Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead, that's the 41st annual, by the way, at the 3rd Annual Food Truck Festival, we have Lindsay Menes. She is president of the Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead and the publicity administrator, Wendy Meckley. You always have to have good publicity for things like this. So you get the word out, you start early. What do you think people, Wendy, love most about this thing, because so many years.
I think it's all the unique crafts. You'll find something for everybody, or you'll find something you can't live without, but it's just the uniqueness and the creativeness of the vendors.
Something you can't live without.
Exactly. Always. I'm probably one of the big shoppers.
To me, that makes a great event.
Right.
When you have things you can't live without, you're going to make some money.
Exactly. Or the gift you got to find.
The gift you got to find.
Right.
I like these things because you can buy Montana products, and we have a lot of friends from out of state, and that's what they always have. Well, send me something from Montana. You could get that here, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't get any more Montana than handmade right here in the Flathead Valley.
Let's talk about this. We have 106 vendors. We have how many food trucks?
30.
30. Let's start with the food trucks.
All right.
You don't have to read the whole list, but just give us a few highlights.
Okay. 406 Barbecue, Copacabana Grill, Brazilian, the Corn Dog House, of course, is one of my favorites. Fire and Ice Jamaican Jerk Chicken is visiting from Polson.
Wow.
Fork Fusion is a new Mediterranean one. Salad Squared, Rebel Roots, Pony Express Creations, Piroshki Palace, Mai Tai To Go, Stash Donuts. So Delightful is a new beverage, like dirty sodas and mixed sodas. I can keep going if you want.
You know, this is interesting. I've only heard of about a third of those.
Oh, really?
So this is kind of exciting. If you're hearing all these names, get out there just for the food, then you're going to love what's inside. Again, this is in the Trade Center building. And give us the dates. I don't know if we've said that already. But
June 24th and 25th. It's a Friday and a Saturday.
Do different things happen on different days?
Yeah, there's a music lineup at the Food Truck Festival. So there's different artists each day.
Okay, and by the way, this is all indoors, right?
The Food Truck Festival will be outdoors in the main field, and then the art show is indoors in the Trade Center building.
We have scholarships to talk about, too. This is very cool, and some raffle baskets.
So we're raffling off a bunch of prizes. Most of them are donated by the vendors, and it's a fundraiser for our scholarship fund. It's called Create It Forward. It's a $1,000 scholarship that we host every year through Flathead Valley Community College, and we hope to either host multiple scholarships to multiple recipients each year or a larger scholarship and just keep it growing. So our raffle prizes that we have this year, there's tons of baskets with various things, and some of the big prizes are a $500 handmade bamboo fly fishing rod from Grizzly Bamboo Rods, a $2,000 web design package from New Now Creative, some wood sculptures and artwork, and then, of course, the baskets themselves.
That'll be amazing. So you're going to sell raffle tickets, obviously.
Yeah. So raffle tickets are a dollar each, or, you know, there's different packages. If you buy, like, you know, five, you get the sixth one free and some fun stuff like that. We're doing an online promotion where you can get a free raffle ticket if you like or follow our page or show us that you're liking us on Instagram and stuff like that.
Okay, and one thing everybody loves, live music. Well, you do have a lot of music coming in.
We do. Friday the 24th, we have Couple Joe, Steph and Caitlin, the Kenny James Miller Band.
Oh, and I love those guys.
Mike Murray.
He's a great writer, too.
Yep.
Singer-songwriter.
He is. And then Saturday, we have Zachary Christ, Dan Dubacue, Tanner Laws, and Marshall Ketch.
You guys got a nice lineup this year.
You have to come down there and eat and listen and dance and drink.
I'll probably never leave.
Yeah, right.
You'll regret asking me to come down.
Never.
Okay, one more time before we head out the door here. Let's get the dates, the times, and anything else you guys can think about.
All right. June 24th and 25th, Friday and a Saturday. The Art and Craft Show will be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Food Truck Festival is from noon to 8 p.m. The Art and Craft Show does have free admission, so into the Trade Center building, no cost. Food Truck Festival is a $5 admission. Kids under 12 are free, though. You know, great parking, and we're going to have some shuttle cars if you can't walk that far or anything like that. It's just going to be a really fun weekend all around.
You know what I like about this most this year? You don't have to wear a mask.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
It's going to be a good time, June 24th and 25th. Come and see them, and come and enjoy that weekend. Just something nice here in the Flathead going on. And like you said, it's free. And you have a website as well. I looked at it just today.
We do. Yeah, you can go on the website and see a lot of our artist profiles and get to know them better. It's www.artistsandcraftsmen.org. And that's artists, plural, artists and craftsmen.
Okay, 41st Annual Art Show and Craft Fair at the 3rd Annual Food Truck Festival. Publicity Director Wendy Meckley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ross.
And President of the Artists and Craftsmen of the Flathead, Lindsay Mena. Lindsay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is Focus on the Flathead. News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Have a great weekend, everybody.